I'm actually surprised with the number of representation I've got from people in Donegal in relation to this ruling, and it shows just the vulnerability to the sector and the threats that are there to themselves, people who have a lot of custom from owners of northern registered fishing vessels, many of them who have had their boats repaired or maintenance work carried out by companies that located in Donegal. And while it's very clear that foreign vessels should not be permitted to come in and fish within the territorial waters, I think there has to be a different approach in relation to those on the island of Ireland. And I think that's why there is a need for legislation to be brought forward by the department, and why I'll be asking the minister to do so, making sure that that arrangement that's been there for decades continues to be there, while at the same time addressing the concerns of those that brought this issue to the Supreme Court in the first place.
Now, this legislation, you're saying that it will require the support of the Dáil. Are you confident that you'll get that?
I think if this is done in a reasonable fashion, there's nothing that has happened in the Supreme Court that has prevented the Oireachtas from bringing in legislation. Indeed, it was cited in the Supreme Court ruling that the Oireachtas can bring in its own rules in relation to this. The problem here was that the agreement between the North and South was not Oireachtas-led or Oireachtas-based or legislative-based. So I think it's important that, you know, from All-Ireland trade point of view, cross-border trade and the benefits for fishing North and South, that we do look at legislation